I think the job of being a teacher is so rewarding in so many ways.
The connection between you and the whole class, that's still unbeatable.
When my pupils are successful, it feels incredible.
I think the greatest thing for me is seeing the pupils that I teach love the subject as much as I do.
I don't think there's any other job where you get the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
For Europe and the rest of the world. The game will come out on PS4, PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and Steam. We got an announcement for this E3. I'm going to show you a quick video you guys will like, and I'm sure you guys will have a lot of questions about this. Well, I can see everybody's face is going like, still have the mouth open right there. Everybody's like, what's going on? White bold. But the fastest man alive is on Best of 18 this year for my club. So you can do a digital pre-order or day one. You will have Usain Bolt in my club. Why? Because Usain Bolt is a fan of PES and really a fan of soccer, of football. So he has one more race to do and he will retire from running. And then he will try out actually to become a professional football player. I don't know how good he's going to be, but he's going to try it out. So when we were talking with him, he actually approached us and he wanted to be part of a football game. So we're making him want his dreams come true. He's going to be at least a soccer player in PES 2018. A quick note for you guys, they want to know this. He is the fastest man in the game. For that goal that you see in the video, we had to reduce the goalkeeper overall to zero so he can score. He cannot score too many goals in PES, but he's all for sure the fastest man that we have in-game. But we also have another legend. We have Diego Armando Maradona in Pro Evolution Soccer. I know you guys know we had him last year. Everybody, I think, knew, got that news about Maradona being on PES 2017. But last year we used him with his face from a Barcelona 1982 team. This year he will have his looks from 1986. But on top of that, we have actually his player ID. So he moves the way that he was moving in his signature moves from 1986. And we have more legends to announce later on. Some in our community and fans all over the world want to know and want us to improve is our online. So people have been loving Pro Evolution Soccer for so many years about because the gameplay, but people want to know how we're going to perform online. So this year, for first time, we're going to have a online beta coming out July 20 to the 31st on PS4 and Xbox One. So people will have a chance to try it online. 3 versus 3 mode and a quick match. And this is not like a selling point. This is more like we want the feedback. So we are ready for day one release. We will have actually a patch coming out with anything that people have found that actually doesn't work the way it's supposed to work. But so we have that for everyone. We also starting next week in Barcelona, our world tour. So we're going to go starting June 21st in Europe all the way to the 30th. And then we're going to go to South America, actually all Americas, excuse me, because we're going to be in Mexico on the 30th. I mean, August 10th. So we're starting in Buenos Aires, Argentina on the 1st of August. And then we're going to go through Brazil, Chile, and Mexico. And then myself, I will take more PES fans, PES 2018, through Colombia, Peru, and Ecuador. So we're going to be everywhere. Ooh, nice catch, Robbie. We're going to be everywhere because we actually showing a great game this year. We have a lot of things to show. And I'm going to go through the top 7 things that you want to know about PES 2018. So every year we come to E3 and we're going to talk about gameplay and gameplay and gameplay. So I'm very happy that for the first time, like I was saying, we have a lot of things to talk. So gameplay, we still have improved gameplay. We have not forgotten because that's the biggest part. That's how PES is well known, because of the masterclass gameplay. So in his visual reality, when you step out of this room, and get your hands on the game, the first thing you're going to see is you're going to be like, wow, this actually has improved from PES 2017. We have changed a lot of things visually. Also, the integration of PES League. I was telling you the 17-year-old just won a couple weeks ago at PES League. That was a 1v1. Now we're going to have 3v3. And we have another mode also, like my club being part of it. The online co-op. We have a couch mode now. So you can bring your friends and sit on the couch and play 3v3 with somebody else in all over the world. So we have improved on the new modes. We have new mode coming up. The mode was back, actually was part of PES 6, so part of the winning 11 back in 2006. It was called Random Select Mode. So you pick a team just for the logo and the kit. And then you pick like 3 or 4 teams. It either can be national teams or club teams. And the machine, the AI, will actually randomly select players from those teams. So for you and your rival. And on top of that, you can actually trade them before. And you can actually, don't tell anybody, but you can steal them. So if somebody has Messi, you can press couple buttons and try to steal it to your team. That way Messi can be part of your team. You can play that online and offline. We have Master League players, I know, become a legend. Those single online, offline modes also have new changes, new cutscenes, good stuff coming up. I will go through this a little bit more. The presentation, we have real images of the players. Like in my club, you can actually see like real images of the players, but also in the game plan. And something big, I know you guys know about this because we've been hearing a lot of complaints and bad reports about how PES does not perform on next-gen level on PC. But this year, for the first time, you can play it. It's on PC right here, full 4K. Thanks for the people from NVIDIA and those G4 machines that we have here. So the gameplay masterclass is a lot of improvement with the control. You're welcome to come here. Yeah, go ahead. Please. So we have changed a lot on the gameplay. We have changed physically. You will see how the players move now. We actually have changed the motion of the players. So we have done, they can touch, they can stop the ball with their body. They can stop it with the chest. They can stop it with the leg. They can stop it like Neymar with the heel right there. They can, you can see the body right now. It's very thinner now because we have changed. They're more athletic bodies right now. We have changed that from PES 2016. Actually, I wish I'd be part of the game. I can lose a few pounds like that Neymar did. But it's really amazing because you think you can see it right now, but actually when you play it, it gives you that broadcast feeling of like you're actually watching a real game. So this is one of the best parts, one of my favorite parts, because as I've been part of the community for a long time ago. I've been playing PES for 22 years since it was, winning 11. And one of the things that I always complained was that the player would be running, and as soon as he hit a player, he's like hitting a wall. His reaction wasn't like a human reaction. So now they are aware of who's coming up. So if you see a defender, he also will move his body and protect the ball automatically. You don't even have to press anything. And he does it so naturally. So then you actually will enjoy that part. To me, that's one of the best features that we have, because you actually, not just because you're playing and it works on your favor to control the ball, but also visually. It really seems like you are actually watching a real game. And of course, the physics of the ball have changed a lot. The way you finish, the way you pass the ball, the way you cross the ball have improved. I keep telling people this, but I was playing, I had a one-on-one situation when I usually chip to the keeper. But this time it was different. Like before it was just like chip. This time you can see the player move and actually kind of go under the ball, and the ball was really natural flow going to the net. So very, very nice for that. And we listen. We really listen to our community and stuff. They didn't like. We used to have an arrow pointing. Arrow for the free kicks, arrows for the penalty kicks, arrow for the corner kicks. We have actually completely removed that. So now it's really all about the abilities of the player and abilities of your thumbs with the sticks in the game. So penalty kicks, we're now using back the PS2 feeling of the penalty kicks. A great days with welcome to. Yeah, don't feel bad, man. We're here just talking about one of the best soccer games we've ever made.
All right. Space?
Yes, go ahead. Have a space. We have a couple of chairs still for you. So the penalty kicks, to me before, on past 17, to me a penalty kick should be a more chance to score than the keeper save. Okay? And 17, I feel like every time somebody came in the area, I was like, shoot, I wish I just could have kicked. I think I had more chances last year scoring from a corner kick than from a penalty kick. But this time, it's really more chances for the kicker than the goalie. But the goalie can still make a save. But I like that. I like that we went back to those moments where you actually get a penalty kick and you're like, okay, now I'm going to be able to score. We also have changed this thing. The new rules is now you can pass the ball back, but we still have the other rule. We can still have two other players. So what I do personally do is when I'm winning, I use this and kick it back to my field. But if I'm losing, I press the L1 and the D-pad, and I put my two players, and I move the ball and the kickoff forward. Visual reality, this is what I'm talking about. Look at those visuals. Pro Evolution keep improving, keep fixing with the Fox engine. We still have better and better looking players. Not just, we do a 3D scans of their bodies, so we got tattoos, we have face motions, and the human motion of the player. So they will really move very realistically. And not just that, but the kids are also moving the way it's supposed to move. On our partner teams, we have actually been able to scan the light of the night life and also the daylight on all these teams. So really, we have revamped these movements on the players. Some people were complaining about how robotic could be sometimes, the players, the movements. We have actually did the walking again, the running, all the postures we have changed for PES 2018, which give you what we have right now on the floor, that is that feeling you are playing a brand new game, a very crispy, like a broadcast feeling, so you've actually been part of that. The facial emotion, like I say, when you do a 3D scan, we do like a different facial, like he's mad, he's angry, excited, so you will see all the reactions, depends, you know, bless you. If you get like a red card, you see these people complaining, you get a foul, or you score a goal, you see them running excited through that. So the goalkeepers was one of the best goalkeepers last year, but the movements were not realistic. So the keeper will have a good save, but he will do it like, save it, you know? So you'll be like, okay, I'm happy that the ball didn't go in, but that's not realistic. This year, still good, great goalkeepers, but they're more realistic. We have a lot of more animations for them to actually save the ball. And this is something that you guys might laugh, but we went, like I said, to a partnership clubs like Camp Nou. Camp Nou is still exclusive just for Pro Evolution Soccer, so you won't see this stadium anywhere in any other game. And our development team, our production team, actually went to the stadium and measured every step because we want to be to have the tunnel very realistic. And we did the tunnel, we did also the dressing rooms, we did the mixed areas too, because we're going to use all this stuff during the game in different modes. Like Master League, you know, you will have press conference, you see them, I was playing the other day Master League, I was trying it out, and before El Clasico, Busquets and Iniesta came with their Barcelona jackets, and we're like, no, we're going to start beating this team, and it was kind of cool, because those modes, those career modes, you want to see that stuff. And the crowd, this is probably my personal complaint to the team for so many years, because I used to score that winning goal in the last minute, but in the game, it was just like if I was winning 7-0, it was no reaction. This year, when you score a last minute goal, the cameras will show how the crowd is excited because you have turned that game around or you have gotten that winning goal. So you actually feel part of that. That's what all with the... But we have in legends here, where you become a legend here, is because of this. It's like you feeling you are also part of this game. And to finish this up, just to let you know, like I was mentioning you guys, we have real image and the presentation of the game, not just on the formations, but also during the game, you see how many passes and stuff, but we have a very good presentation with the real image of every player. But we have more to come. This is just E3, I cannot tell you everything. We have a new cover, we have a final cover. This is not the final cover. We have different covers, especially for LATAM. We have a special cover for LATAM. We have a cover for Brazil and Argentina. And we have a lot of things to announce, like demo date, best ambassadors. We have a new legends, not just Maradona. We have more good legends. More licenses around the world. We have a special edition for players that also want to have more players and legends in my club. Partnerships, and of course, how we're going to do the best league this year. Well, guys, I really thank you for your time, for being here. But the best part of this was not just the presentation, but you're going to have your chance to play Best 2018 right now. So please go ahead, play it. And if you see me around, ask me any questions you want. You know, we can talk about it anymore. So thanks for coming.
This episode of Gamertag Radio is sponsored by Western Digital. With WD, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you'll get blazing read speed so you can boost your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed videos, and me, I'm a fan of podcasts, you could do this too, and more, all in a single place. And for limited time, Gamertag listeners, take advantage of this. Limited time, you can get 20% off a WD solid state drive with coupon code WDGTR. Remember, that's WDGTR. Find out more at WDC.com/GTR. One thing I noticed too, our Discord channel community members, they've been going crazy with this code. So take advantage of this. This is a limited time offer. You know, we have, you know, Paris and P that also been testing this out now for a while. And now that especially they've been using more like capturing for like video game gaming stuff and also editing videos and everything. This is perfect for you guys, you know, and perfect. And that's a lot of the gamers that want to start doing that too for YouTube and Facebook and so on.
No, absolutely. And again, take advantage of this code WDGTR. It is 20% off solid state hard drives. And if you're a hardcore gamer, if you're looking to build a new PC, you're going to want an SSD drive for faster read speeds, faster loading times in your games, etc. So take advantage, wdc.com/GTR. Use our code WDGTR for 20% off.